Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, or to the very first time, to the Lucid Dream Podcast. I'm Viv.
I'm Felicia.
And this is another challenge episode.
Woo!
Now, because of the VMAs, we're just talking about one fucking episode.
Yeah. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Me neither. I didn't look at, like, the directory or nothing. I just expected MTV...
to be consistent.
Yeah.
Our bad.
I just... because.
As we found out the episode before.
Yeah, because we were so excited. We met up that week and we're like, we're going to watch a challenge. No episode came out.
Wow.
Like, God damn it. Yeah.
But anyway, today was like in... this episode was an argumentative episode. We're on episode four.
Five,
yes. Is it four?
I think it's
we're on one of these episodes. It's four.
Yeah, because we were thinking, like, we just spoke about three before, but I remember seeing five on the TV.
Yes,
that's what's getting me. But we talked to. Are they including the non-episode, like, you know, when they all met up with each other and partied before?
No, because that's episode zero.
That's what I'm saying. But like, is it on like demand? Do you think that they wouldn't put that on? Yeah, do you think, like, MTV calls it zero, but on demand is just like, there's no such thing. We got to put a number.
Or, like, just
Comcast. Is that, like, a system general, thing?
Because we watched it on DVR, like, recording. It was a recording.
Mm.
Might be. All right, well.
Episode four.
Episode four or five. So, yeah. So, we kind of left off Horacio and...
Horacio's gone, and...
who was the other one that left? Anissa.
Anissa.
They both left. They lost the challenge, so...
they lost elimination. They lost the whole challenge, and essentially, challenge. That's what that means, right?
They lost.
And, like, what was it? Seeing Anissa go, like, always break... it does break my heart, even though I don't root for her necessarily to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. What was it? Seeing her go far, it's just... It's like Hope Corps shit. You're like, wow, look at her go.
But, like, Horacio really, that one really sucks.
Yeah, that one sucks. And like, it's, there's still like, you know, you kind of look at it sometimes at a different lens. Like, I'm looking at this like, oh, he's just fucking puppet masters in this shit. But yeah. And I digress. Well, let's keep the story going because
we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
So, we start off this episode.
So in
era one, it's CT and Tina.
Mm-hmm. And era two, it's Nehemiah and Emily. Era three,
it's
Devin
and not Tori.
I thought it was Tori.
Oh yeah, no, Devin and Tori.
Mm-hmm.
And
Era four,
it's Olivia and Kylan, and they're upset with Josh because he said that he was going to nominate himself, and then he just changed his mind when he found out CT was nominating himself. It is valid, but also it's like, I don't know. I just feel like anyone could take you out, Josh. It's not like...
that's the tea. And like, what was it? I mean, like, listen, I wouldn't... if there was a chance for me going up against CT, I'd rather not. But like, and that team, they had an agreement to cycle the boys and make it fair. And Josh was like, nah, I gotta worry about me, Lucius. And so Kylan was up again mm-hmm. with the shit. Mm-hmm. And what was it? They had a talk with him, and what was it? Well, Josh, now you seem shady. Like, yeah. There is no way around it. There is no way of fucking around you being shady. Because he is connected with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, like, what was it? I was going to say to his credit, but, like, there's not a lot of credit. He was just honest. He's just like, I just don't want to get up against CT. And Kylan is kind of like, well, fuck my drag then.
Like, yeah, now I got to do
now
it.
Now it's me. Now I have the possibility of doing it. So, like, thanks.
Cute. Okay, so cool. So I gotta do it.
now he's in danger. But what was it? This goes into them talking about the vacation alliance, which I guess haven't seen that much discourse online. Mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures. I think it's cute. Yeah. But like, I guess thinking about it, like if you see each other more as coworkers or like slash coworkers mutuals, I wouldn't go on vacation with them.
Yeah.
But I'm also not that social. But like, yeah, if you're going on vacation together, you make memories, mm-hmm. you have fun, maybe you share a new experience. There's a new bond there. So it is funny. Half of that alliance is like, it's not true, and the other half is like, yeah, it's true.
I mean, the Vacation Alliance just gives friendships, and that's just people where you can go and cross.
Absolutely. You know? In vacations, you make memories that you talk about, like, for the fucking ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I just think I have a very close friendship, and why would you vote your friend in?
Exactly. And the case is, when we saw the pictures back, we noticed Anissa there, and we talked about it last a challenge episode. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? If it was a real alliance, y'all were shit to Anissa.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like anyone on the four team that votes in, or maybe this is how they're doing it, because it seems like they are picking off Arrow one by one.
Mm.
So maybe that's how they're doing it.
Interesting.
But I feel like it would have been more helpful if they made it an active, like, I don't know, but maybe that's, like, too rough. Like, if they were,
I don't know, if they were picking off Era One, I feel like they should have kept Anissa.
No, I feel like because Anissa left, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to team up with this team, and we'll just send you all home then.
Mm.
But, I mean, I feel like I don't believe that was in the plan. But, because if that was in the plan, then I feel like they would have said something earlier. Mm. They would have at least walked up to CT like, hey, we have an alliance going with this many people in it. Like, don't put Anissa up, because we're going to put you up. Any chance we get, like, you're going to go in. Or you could be a part of it.
I mean, in my mind, it'd be like... You know, if they have power, they wouldn't throw Anissa in.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's, like, no effort at all.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, fuck. That sucks for you, Anissa.
Yeah, I just feel like they didn't try to protect Anissa like they should. No one's really riding for her like that. Like, they ride for a Tory or a...
And what was it? And they talk about the Vacation Alliance, and also we see some couplage going on. Mm-hmm. It's Naya and Kyland. We have Olivia and Theo. Mm-hmm. We have Devin and Michelle. And we don't, we're Michelle, if you have no haters, we're dead. I mean, like, I don't like the way she plays the game. What was it? I don't find her very interesting. I find her very frustrating. And yeah. I don't like the tone of her voice, but that's a personal thing. And there's nothing she can change about that. That's a me thing.
Yeah. Regardless, this season, she hasn't done anything that has pissed me off completely yet.
No, she has not.
So.
It's just the challenges of yesteryears.
The last challenge. She really irked my nerves. Emphasis on irk. So, yeah. And the challenge of this challenge, I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, the names never click. It's like in RuPaul's Drag Race when we watch, it's just like, what, like the final runway of the episode. We're like, we never know what category it is.
Yeah,
because we're not. He says it so fast, and then we're trying to guess. It's a guessing game at that point. But basically, they got this, like, what was it? It's almost like a Y.
Yeah.
Type of big slab of wood, and it's very long, and they have to bob and weave it through a forest and carry bags to different points and add more bags when they reach each point, and then finally reach the end. Whoever does it first obviously wins. And this is like a fucked, it's very much, it's giving Friends, Ross and Chandler pivot, because it's a lot of people talking and moving, and like, it's so uncomfortable, and you're around a whole forest. So like, I would have issues. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. I think that like, this is one of those games that require a lot of communication. And I feel like I said in our previous episode, I think where challenge one got it wrong, because I don't think they're not a strong team. They're a buff fucking team. The problem is they're very shit at communication. So that team just fell apart.
Yeah.
We have Tina trying to take reins, and she's giving out ideas. To be honest, it doesn't really seem like anyone's really listening to her. But CT did eventually say that we did try something you did, and it did not work. And when you have, like, a lot of people talking, it is tough because, like, someone's gonna be left to mute. But I do think it was her on the line. So, I mean, I think I would listen to her a little bit more than once.
Yeah.
Her and CT, I would have listened to.
Yeah, their ass is on the line. So, like, they have, you know.
And never listen to Brad. Brad's just not, like, okay these past two seasons.
Brad is, like, his head is in the clouds, low-key, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Get some Adderall. I'm kidding. But like, what was it? Yeah, Arrow One unfortunately struggled so much. And like, part of me is just like, they have so much experience with each other. Like, you would think they would have better communication styles, but you pointed out they're old and stubborn. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they're old and stubborn. They all, because they have so much experience in the challenge, and just like going back, like the last challenge, they all think they're right, and they're all fighting for the reins because they all think they're right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that leaves that at that.
And what was it? It's Era 4 that takes it. Their communication was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, they were very patient with each other. Mm-hmm. And they zipped through that.
Well, I mean, I feel like in Era 4 right now, there's not really a lot of, like, butting heads.
Yeah, Polly left, so.
Yeah, Polly left, so they don't have the Nerys left, so they have the Olivia and Nerys stay. Like, there's just, like.
You're so right. There is no conflict right now. There is no conflict. Everyone's kind of new with each other.
Yeah. And Kylan, although he was, you know, beefing with Michelle and against Michelle's alliance last season, he just seems, like, pretty much a chill guy.
He seems more methodical and practical. He's just like, there's no point in holding beef. We have to do something, so let's do it.
Yeah, so let's just, do it. And I don't think anyone on that team wants anyone to go home, especially not someone like Kylan, who's just such a strong competitor. So it's not like they're, like, actively trying to send him home. So I just think, like, everyone on that team right now is just together well.
It seems like the only two that I would watch out for as the coming, days, it would be Michelle and Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes they get in their head and they think of themselves first.
Yeah.
Which we saw, like, a small version of Josh doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's the only thing. Like, I think, I think sometimes, Michelle and Josh, they overthink it way too much.
That's when we see Michelle crack. Because when she thinks there is, like, a slight possibility that she's, like, going to go into elimination, boy, she loses it on everybody. Mm-hmm. She explodes on everybody. Mm-hmm. But what was it? So, Kylan and Olivia win, and they get to decide who goes in. And unfortunately, CT and Tina automatically go in. And this is where people are, talking, and what was it? Michelle tries to go up to Laurel and, like, mend their relationship. I think Laurel defended Michelle once, and then Michelle's like, oh my god, we're about to be friends. And
Laurel's like, it's that guy, that weird guy, from England. I remember now.
What?
You said Laurel defended Michelle once, and I was like,
oh yeah,
against that weird guy from England.
yeah. And like that, the reunion of last season, and defended her once. And, Michelle's like, oh my god, I think we're about to be besties right now. And Laurel's, no. Laurel's just like, what was it? Well, what's fair, it's fair, but fuck you. Like, it's very that.
Yeah.
And Michelle is, I think she's like a professional victimizer. She does it pretty well. Yeah. Like, if I was like, I don't know, like maybe a few years younger, I'd be like, yo, Michelle, leave her alone, man.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's also the thing with Kara and with Michelle. It's like the professional victimizers. I really, like, don't understand why, like, this person doesn't like them. And sometimes there is no answer for that. Sometimes they just do not like you.
I think that's very hard for people to understand. Like, what was it? Like, I think they need something concrete to hold on to. Mm-hmm. But people are crazy and people are unreasonable. There's no... I think it's like, it's something that they just can't compute in their brains. I'm like, I need, there's a blank here, and I need there to be a blank. And I'm just like, the blank sometimes is the answer. And they're just like, no, I need something to, like, stick my teeth into that makes sense. And it doesn't. And I think that's hard to, because, like, if it doesn't make sense, they're like, well, then what can I do? You can't do anything. And it's like, oh, like, I think it's like, sort of like a control thing. Like, what was it? Cause like, if there's nothing that you can do, then what? It's relax.
These are just people you're actively working against. You are not working with them, and it is okay.
I think it's funny that everyone can see it. Like, in all the confessionals, people are like, there is so much history between them, and I think because of that, they cannot get along. And I absolutely agree.
Yeah, I think that,
like, you can respect somebody and still not fucking like them. That's fine.
Laurel is one of those people who, like, she'll sense one bad thing about to happen and she'll just go cold on you. And there is no...
Yes. Laura will create stories in her head.
Yeah. There is no explanation for it. And I think that with people like that, you're just going to have to let that shit go.
Yeah, Laurel like, thinks she's a lawyer, bro.
Like, oh, she does not like me anymore. It's time to let it go. Not everyone is meant to get along.
Yeah, she's just like, she made 2 eggs for everybody and gave me one. This is a strategic plan. Like, she really goes in on, like, yeah, the details. And sometimes you do not need to. But I understand that environment because, like, there's so many people. And, like, maybe that thought does fly over people's heads, but Laurel's like, if it's in their range, I'm like, they're about to act on it. And like, so I think part of it is that environment. Maybe in real life she's not as fucking loony.
I mean, she seems like she has like a bunch, she had like, well, last season she had like a bunch of friends, so she seems like she can genuinely, she does seem like genuinely nice. I just think some people are just like that, where it's just like any little thing turns them off, and then she's turned off to you. Mm-hmm. And that is just about it. Yeah. And honestly, with people like that, there's no point in trying to amend it, because whatever you did is whatever she thought that happened. It is what it is.
Yeah. Let it go. And with Michelle, you send her into elimination once, so she's like, you can do it again. And again and again and again. And like, honestly, that's the challenge. But Laurel's completely written off Michelle. So Michelle's trying to reach out to Laurel, and Laurel's just like, no, we're not friends. Like, what is this? And I think it's pretty cut and dry. Laurel doesn't like you because what you did, and I think that's enough. And I think Michelle came up to her. It cracks me the fuck up. She's just like, I can sense a vibe when somebody's not like, you know, liking me. Yeah, it's
it's the vibe.
Yeah.
That's the vibe you caught from her, yeah.
Yeah, but she, like, wants to mend it. I bet she has problems with people not liking her. I bet.
I think that's it. But anyway, yeah, no, I think, like, she doesn't like to be reflected in a certain way, which is, like, fair, but, like, yeah, she... This is not a person, like, Laurel's not a person you could just let bygones be bygones with and move on. She's definitely just the type of person who just doesn't move on from shit. When she's on it, she's on it. That's it.
I mean, well, she met up with Nicole for a moment.
Yeah. But it even seemed like... It
didn't last.
It didn't last. And it did seem like she was kind of like trying to manipulate that situation, because Nicole was like, yeah, no, I'm really just not about this. This is toxic. And she's like, so let's break down why it's toxic. Truth of the matter is, she's just obsessed with Nicole. She loves Nicole.
Yeah,
like, that's it. Like,
yeah, when she was telling her like you're
Michelle,
like, what was it, like, you're like overreacting, or you're making a big deal out of nothing. I remember that was like Laurel, that's her, like, how she's feeling, like, yeah. Don't just shut that down, that is so manipulative.
Yeah,
but like in this situation, and even in the confessional, Michelle's just like, she's just like, I feel like I'm fighting for something. Mm-hmm. And like, she's not receptive at all. I'm like, she never was. Like, I feel like you're it's like you have an idea what this could have been, and that's absolutely not the reality. But the thing is, Car Maria does put her 2 cents in.
Yeah, she was like, I'll be your friend Michelle. And I feel like that
that's a bit of a line in the sand.
Yeah, it is a line in the sand. And I do think that was strategic, and I think doing it in front of her was like, you were trying to be petty. Which I get. Me,
I don't know if it was strategic. I feel like pettiness was higher than strategic.
I think it was just more petty than strategic.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a bit of strategy. If Michelle is friends with, if Michelle and Kara are cool, that's one person that probably won't throw her in. Mm-hmm. And she's in a situation, Kara's in a situation where a lot of people are feeling like throwing her in, which is like, I would, if I was one of those challengers, I would want to throw her in. I would want to throw her and Laurel in a whole bunch. That's just one other person that's not throwing her in.
I do.
So there's a slight bit of strategy.
I do think it's strategy. I just think pettiness spearheaded it.
No, pettiness came first in the argument. Don't mistake.
Because like, if I was Carr, I know we're different people, but like the minute the way they're talking, I would have left the room. Like, mm-hmm. like, listen, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to be around it. Because when Laurel's mad, oh boy. But no, she interjected. And Laurel, that's what she took a super personal. She just like, this is like very bananas. This is calculated. Like, I can't believe she did this. What was it? Choosing sides. And like, this conversation has nothing to do with Kara. when Laurel's so mad, her diction is perfect. This has nothing to do with Kara. This is a strategic move. And honestly, I lose respect for her.
You know, we were talking about it during the challenge. It's like, if Car Maria is the Taylor Swift of the challenge, Laurel is the Azula. Like, she is like, she's like, this is calculated. This is crazy.
You miscalculated. You miscalculated. You should have feared me more. Like,
she's like, yeah, it's giving very that. Honestly, kind of cunt. But it is giving very much that. Like, she's like, yeah, she has, like, control. Like, she wants to be. It's just so funny because also, like, I mean, I guess we're going to talk about it towards the end, but, like, then she ends up getting into this big blowout match with Kara.
Yeah, and this was before the elimination. What was it? But Kara does keep kind of egging.
Yeah, Kara keeps talking to her. Kara or and initiating. Michelle, I kind of do see that Kara and Michelle could be, like, good friends because they're kind of the same way where they're, like, you know. It does seem like, okay, it does give Big Sister vibes, and both of them are trying to get approval from Big Sis, and Big Sis ain't gonna give you that.
No.
She ain't.
Sometimes you just don't get along with your sibling, that's fine.
Yeah, it just is what it is. They're not gonna reciprocate it, and to be honest, I think that Laurel clearly sees Kara as a threat. I think that also Laurel sees Michelle as a threat because of her just game planning. I don't think she thinks she's a threat on the physical arena, but as far as her gameplay, I do think she thinks that Michelle is a threat. So these are just, like, things that, like, but she also feels like she could talk down on these people. Yeah. So she's gonna fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's gonna talk down on them.
Yeah. And what was it? I want to see that whole fight unedited.
Yeah.
I kind of do. They edited the fuck out of it, which pissed me off. Mm-hmm. And they kept in the childish bits.
Yeah.
Like, Laurel was just like, when you point fingers, you have three pointing back at you. Like, Carl's just like, well, you just pointed at me. It's like, no, I didn't. You just did. Like, it's really, like, it's really weird. Like, let's get the meat of this, because yeah, it gets very heated, and what was it, they're swearing at each other, and like security had to get involved because like everybody started listening because they were going loud.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, I mean, like, Carmaria's like, I don't back down to you, Laurel, anymore. And like, what was it, I think Carmaria was trying to get at that, like, Laurel, you're a bully, you're this, that, and the third. And what was it? Like, Laurel, you're the common denominator in all of your, like disputes. And I wonder if, like, she, because, like, I wonder what got, like, Nicole, no, excuse me, Laurel so mad.
I think probably here, no one ever likes to hear that they're a bully.
I mean, also, Carmaria mentioned, like, last season, like, yeah, I tried to have your back, but you did what you wanted. So I think, like, alluding to Nicole probably pissed her off. Because, like, Laurel got an ego. And honestly, Nicole played you out. Like it looks like, you like, what was it? Nicole played you out. That's what it looks like. I don't know I'm not there. But even, like, before when they broke up, if Nicole cheated on you, yeah, you were played out. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't look good. As an ego, that would make you feel bad. So, like, bringing that up or alluding to that would absolutely piss anyone off.
Yeah. And then she brings up Polly. It's like, it just...
Oh, yes. I'm like, well, Laurel, what does Polly got to do with it?
Yeah.
Even though he's embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, now everyone's just going for the low blow, and then...
Oh, yeah, Laura was like, no one fucking likes you in this game. No one agrees with you. You're on your own. And, like, Polly's gone. And Polly, yeah, like, oh, she, I think she was saying Polly was useless, and Carmen was like, no, Polly was my rock.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not anymore. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. yeah, and I think, like, Laurel is... I don't think she kind of sees, like, how her explosive energy makes people read her in the whole of the house. Yeah. Like, I think last season you were able to get along with so many people, only blowing up at Kara. But, like, this season, you blew up at Darrell. Then you threw Emily under the bus. Like, it was crazy. And now you're blowing up, you're having arguments with Michelle. Michelle, who has, like, a big... people who ride or die for her, not ride or die for her.
And Michelle turned red as hell. Y'all saw that? Y'all saw her like a chameleon? Like, it's in between them two, she's looking back at them as they're fighting. And then suddenly I'm like, oh, Michelle's so red right now.
Yeah.
She is nervous.
Michelle, who has, like, you know, a bunch of alliances and people she's aligned with. And you're just constantly, you know, antagonizing other people. Antagonize when you antagonize other people in the house, and while you're just yelling at them, and Darrell's a pretty cool dude, Emily is pretty fucking regular.
Yeah.
Like, you're just having big blow-up matches with everyone, and then it's like, as we see Cup coming in the elimination, you cannot be surprised when people are like, I kind of want to see you go.
Yeah.
Your energy is not it. It's not it.
It's not.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I do think Kara is right. If everyone is now constantly bickering with you back and forth and you're constantly having yelling matches with everyone in the fucking house, then who is it? It has to be you at some point.
Oh, yeah. In deliberation, what was it? So Kylan and Olivia have to decide between Nehemiah and Emily and
Tori
and Devin.
Yeah.
And this was a great deliberation. It made us laugh. What was it? Well, first Nehemiah tried to start it off and like promise a deal, and even he spoke to Kylan and Olivia beforehand, saying that like there's alliances in the house, and he mentioned the vacation alliance, and it comes up again in deliberation. And he's just like, there's other forces working together, and if they're not working with you, then they're working against you. So he's trying to make up like a deal with Kylan. But then Devin is like, hold on. It's like, because you were talking to them, but you were trying to make a deal with us. And then both CT and Tina look at each other, and then they're like, do tell. Like,
wait, no, it's so funny because Devin was like, both of you were trying to make an alliance with us. And Emily was like, oh, was I there for any of that conversation? They were like, ah. CT and Tina are really great.
So funny. 10 out of 10. They were like geeked. Like, oh my God, this is like happening right in front of us. And even Tina in the confessional is like, I'm so glad I didn't say anything. Like, this was just happening. And yeah, now Nehemiah, you look like a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Mm-hmm. And what was it? I mean, we were also getting a lot of Emily and Nehemiah scream time, so we knew they were going in.
Yeah.
Classic, the challenge.
So the challenge is
the elimination.
The
it's okay.
So the elimination is that they have to knock down
almost like 50 nails. It's like 10 by 10 or like a bunch of fucking nails that are like jammed in there. They have a hammer. They have to take them all out. And then on this like big slab of wood and next to it, there's another slab of wood where you got to hammer them all in. And whoever does it the fastest wins. And nobody was ready
for Tina.
For fucking Tina.
You know, I was rooting for Tina because, you know, I like Tina. She's entertaining.
She's hilarious. Yeah. And like, what was it? I think Emily's a light. I think she's so cool. She was so badass the last time we saw her. It was like Stars versus Champs. I think it was Stars. Stars are Athletes versus Champs. And even in this game, she's been like very chill, very nice. And like, it's just like, I don't want to see her go either. And it's so funny. Brad was so mad that I think she volunteered herself.
Yeah.
And Brad is just like, no, because she has a chance to go in. And it was giving like, I can't protect her that way. And like, bro, shut the fuck up. Look at her traps. Like, yeah, she can beat your ass. That was so cringe, Brad. So fucking cringe.
Like, she don't need you for shit. She gonna fuck you up.
And Tina just like, what was it? TJ was like, go. And Tina clearing these columns.
What a bad bitch.
Like, what was it?
What a queen.
Emily was so right. It's just like, all of a sudden I hear nails falling to the floor like a fucking machine gun. Mm-hmm. Like, just all. And we were like, whoa. I was gagged.
Yeah, she was like, I do a lot of construction projects at home. I'm like, that's okay.
All right, bitch. And she's like, huh, see, this the stay-at-home mom doesn't look fucking weak, does she?
Yeah.
I'm like, honestly, period.
You ate that up.
Really?
You ate that up. Truly. Honestly, fucking ate down.
I was gagged. Even Laura was gagged. She was so gagged. She's like, I love this game. I love this. Everyone's jaw was on the floor because, whoa. Damn. That was fantastic. But this is also
where it's like, Laurel, you really suck because you're going against your own teammate for why? She was rooting for Tina.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think she was just gagged.
I would be gagged too. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Cause like, I didn't know who to root for. I'm like, Tina's funny as hell, but Emily's such a good set. Like, I think she's a joy to see. And I feel like we haven't seen enough of her, like in physical challenges. So I was just like, I don't know who I want to go home. And then Tina was like, I'm going to tell you right now. It's her. She's going. And yeah, she wiped the floor with Emily, bless her heart.
Yeah.
And like, no one could replicate what Tina did.
No.
Because I think everyone blinked and then she was done and they're like, oh, fuck.
So that's why we were talking about it, because we were like,
what? Yeah, I'm like, really, like, rewind that shit. Because I thought she, like had it vertically, but, like, the hammer part upside down, but turned around.
Turned to the part where you take out the nails.
Yeah, and she went up. I thought she went up, but no, she had it on its side and just cleared them that way.
So at first she started off with it, like... So at first she started off the way we said it, like this, for the first whole row and for the second whole row. Then she flipped it and went that way.
Mm.
It was almost like she found out that they were not hammered in enough, so she just blip, blip.
I mean, like, I think, I don't do construction either, but, like, maybe she hit it at an angle, because when, like Bananas, they were trying to tell Emily how to fucking, like, do replicate it. She was not doing it. She was not doing it right. Yeah. She was, it was making it harder for her mm-hmm. to pull it out. She was just bending the nail. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This is when I would call rigor mortis on something.
It would I was Emily, I'm like, those are loose. I would call rigor mortis. They're loose. But
she's like, she kind of kisses production's ass online, so I guess nothing's ever rigged. So...
oh yeah, if I was Emily, I'd be like, hers are loose, they're looser.
Absolutely.
They're lubed up, boss.
Yeah, but you know, nothing's ever rigged. You want to get the call back, so it's fine. It wasn't rigged, you lost. No,
that's just a silly little theory. Mm-hmm. Silly little theory. Not that we're discounting that Tina's not capable or whatever.
No, I prefer I would say rigor mortis watching it, but I prefer that Tina was a bad bitch, and I love that.
Yeah, so, I like that storyline.
I like that storyline, so even she if it was rigor mortis, I don't care, because Tina ate that. She was
so happy, bro.
Why weren't yours loose? She ate that up. She did such a good job.
And then when it was Nehemiah and CT, they were both confident. They're like, I saw how Tina did it, and I'm going to do it. Like, what was it? I peeped the method. They both tried it, also failed. They just made it harder for them to pull it out.
Yeah.
That's when we were like, what the fuck did Tina do?
That's why I'm thinking she had to go at like an angle.
Yeah, like in,
this
like,
is what I really don't, maybe, okay, so like I would say it was rigged, but like this is what I'm thinking, there had to be more strategy, because boop, ba-doop.
Don't be so away from your mic,
because she went, maybe she went doop doop. Tina, drop the tutorial.
Honestly, because like I guess like if she had an angle come on like towards her, like maybe that's what she did, because I think they were just going straight down, everybody, and like that's when you just fuck, well, you know, you're bend
right,
the nail.
You're right. I think that she had it at like a
like an angle, like a sweeping towards her motion.
It's my queen, huh?
She kind of ate that. Like, what was it like? I think we gotta watch it back. But CT thinks he has it in the bag. He's like, I used to do construction. Nehemiah's like, I'm going against CT. Someone has to do it, and it's me. It's very like, oh boy, maybe I can do that. Cause like, I think CT has beat Nehemiah before in an elimination. So he's thinking about that. And it was close. It was close, but it was Nehemiah was faster a little bit, but the whole time. So I was rooting for CT, cause I love CT. I wanted to keep the CT pro tips going the whole time. What was it? But Nehemiah won by like 5 nails.
Yeah.
And, what was it? I didn't like that they put like sentimental music on CT, because I thought he was about to say this was his last challenge. I was like really scared.
Yeah, but he didn't. All he said, he's just like, I love this game.
I was like, this is what's the beauty of it. Like, I didn't expect to lose, but that's why I love it so much. And I'm like, humble.
Humble dude. Love that man. Love that man.
Yeah.
And I love his haircut this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did look a little haggard this season, like tired, like he needs a nap.
Yeah.
I feel like the back injury probably didn't help.
Yeah.
But now it is time for Nehemiah and Tina to put in the new targets up, or the new team captains mm-hmm. for the next episode / challenge. So in era one, there was only one other female, Rachel.
She's
so.
Like, hey.
And then Brad, I believe. Nehemiah voted for Brad, his dude Brad, because honestly, it's his turn.
Yeah.
And in era two, it was Laurel, because Nehemiah was as close to Ryan and Derek, mm-hmm. and what Nehemiah specifically mentions, like, there's some turmoil going on, some energy in the house, so I'm gonna vote for Laurel.
Yeah.
And it's so in the confessional, it had me dying, because Laurel's just like you're like, basically, you're dumb as fuck, you chose the wrong side, and gosh, I can't catch a break. those two things can't be right at the same time. You chose the wrong side, but you feel screwed over again and again. Yeah. What do you, then he chose the right side, what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you were to just, you know, because I think everyone on the team has, oh, that is Nehemiah's team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, okay, so I think Bananas and Laurel's problem right now is I think they might be looking too far ahead into the game. I think they're always looking at this could be a single at some point, and I want Emily gone, but it's not a single right now, though.
It's not.
So, like, I just don't think it's far. Why would you want strong competitors off of your team? Like, I don't know. And then you guys are going to be confused why you aren't winning any. Like...
Yeah, I think, what was it? Banana, it when they voted for, what was it? I mean, Tina said she's friends with Derek and Ryan mm-hmm. in Era 2. So, like, Bananas are voting for you again. So, it's Bananas and Laurel again. Mm-hmm. Which is, but the thing is, we do not want them in power. So, who knows what happens next episode.
That's true.
Lordly, lordy, lord. Though, like, I understand... It's like a double-edged sword, which makes this game very pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, they could either be at power or be in the fuck-ass bottom. And, so, yeah, Bananas and Laurel. And then Era 3, I believe.
Era 3, who they pick. It was John A, and John A didn't want to be picked.
Yes. So
a conversation with CT about how she didn't want to be picked.
Not CT, Nehemiah.
No, she had a conversation with CT. She just figured that Nehemiah wouldn't say her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had a conversation with CT earlier in the game, basically saying, but CT kind of disagreed with her, but never told her. But CT was like, you know, I kind of see where you're coming from. Like, you don't want to be put yourself in a position where you're being put in. But also, it's like one of those things where eventually someone's going to have to be that target. So.
But she figured she could trust Nehemiah. Figured wrong, I guess.
Yeah. But I think in the next episode, we saw a little clip of Nehemiah telling John A, I put you in a position of power
mm-hmm.
because I needed someone power. That would have had my back if they were going to be a target. Then there was, so it was John A and I forgot who else, Corey. Yes.
Corey again. Nominated himself.
And he was like, it's so funny because Cena was like, does anyone want to be a nominee? And Corey was like, I'll do it. And she was like, thank you, Corey. She said, I don't have to choose.
And then in Era 4, it's Jenny again. Mm-hmm. And she is so mad about it.
What the fuck?
Because, like, Michelle hasn't been one, right? She has?
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, there you go. So, that's interesting. And then, what boy was it?
Josh,
yes, that's when he nominated himself. He's like, CT's gone, I'm a nominee.
I think Jenny, next elimination, I think you should shout it out from the rooftops. Michelle was never a nominee. Michelle was never a target. Ever. Look at all the connections she has in this house.
Honestly, yeah.
Pick her.
Yeah, that would piss me off. Because, like, now it's been Olivia and Jenny. So, mm-hmm. like, Michelle, come on.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Horse shit.
I'm surprised Nehemiah picked Jenny.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, does he have a connection with Michelle somehow?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because,
like, now Michelle is not on Laurel's side. Nehemiah's not on Laurel's side. Mm-hmm. And, what was it? Like, Nehemiah is... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, is there, like, a low-key connection there?
I think there is about to be a new alliance forming. I think it's going to be a group of people who are against Laurel and Bananas. Because Bananas, like, and Laurel still have, like, people in the house. Specifically on Era 3 and on Era 4. So, specifically on Era 3, actually. Just on Era 3.
Yeah.
They had Bananas. Mm. Not Bananas. They had CT, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that ended. I do think, like, I find it so funny, like, watching... My sister, like, brought up this point. It's like, oh, if I was Jordan and Bananas, I'd be like, damn, we're next.
Every time.
People are going to want to see us down there so often if they get the fucking opportunity, and they're going to do it.
Absolutely.
That is 100% the one that, like, I think, like, Bananas and Jordan can kind of hide behind. Like, I mean, you can't, but he don't want to take me out. Look at CT right there.
Oh my God, we forgot to mention the little squabble Tina and CT got into that had us dying. I had me dying. Because, like, what was it? Tina was trying to suggest things. No one was listening to her. At the end, they were dead fucking last. And Tina's just like, oh, so it's because you don't want to listen to a woman? CT immediately, don't pull the shit with me, Tina! It's like, come on, take some accountability. You wanted to go this way. We tried it. Didn't work. Fuck all. And then at the end, they're just like, honestly, I'm sorry. I just really fucking hate losing. Yeah, me too, CT. I'm fucking sorry. We're sorry. Sorry. Like, quick makeup. That's quick really
makeup. You know, they're really funny. I also watch them call it. CT really sounded like a fucking... CT and Tina, they really sounded like a fucking old Mary. Like, don't you pull that shit with me, Tina!
That shit had me. It's like we had old CT first. Don't pull that shit with me, Tina!
Yo, and Tina was, and she was like, we tried what you were gonna do. It didn't work. We tried it twice. It didn't work. It was like, how do you expect us to try it again? And she was like, bob and weave, motherfucker! 10 out of 10.
I think they fell victim to, like, they said something but meant something else and expected people to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Something parents do.
It's communication. either way, it was very entertaining.
Oh, God, that shit had me. Don't pull the shit with me! Like, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Had me. Mm-hmm. I was dead, bro.
Yeah. So that's kind of the sum up.
Yeah. What was it? Do you think Laurel's in danger? Because, like, listen, internet was like, I'm trying not to spoil myself for the episode, but I saw a lot of Laurel. Yes, because there was a big blowout. I think right now, Laurel doesn't look,
The internet does not like Laurel. There's a reason why her Instagram account is on private. The internet does not like Laurel. I think there's a general, like, not like it for Laurel. People really fuck with Kara on the heavy side. Even though sometimes I think Kara is the villain. Like, I think...
Sometimes Kara's the villain of her own story.
Yes!
Like, it's... She puts herself in some certain situations. And, what was it? She has high expectations of people. And it's like... I don't know if she's... It's like a subconscious thing. And she's just like, well, if I have this high expectation and they don't meet it, boo-hoo me. Mm-hmm. Always boo-hoo me. I don't know, like sometimes, like, I don't know, have some, like, awareness of what's going on. And, like, it's never her fault. It's always things that happen to her. Always. And listen, I'd say in maybe in this season, it's a little bit more the latter than you being your own villain.
Yeah.
Cause Laurel doesn't like you, and boy, does she love to let you know in different ways.
Yes.
But, like, Kara, I think you gotta stop looking for anything from Laurel.
Yeah.
Don't look for her conversation. Don't look for her kindness. Don't look for her meanness. Look for her downfall. Fuck with her. Don't, yeah. like fuck up her game. Don't, like, fucking be friends with her.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I think she's always
don't fuck with her. Fuck with her, you know?
I think Rachel really said it best. I feel like a lot of the time, I mean, like, even in the past seasons, you constantly see, like, Kara trying to gain approval from Laurel. I mean, she started out, like, in the challenges, like, kind of, like, you know, a smaller girl who, like...
I think she's, like, holding on to stuff when she was younger.
Yeah,
because she always says she's always been an outcast. And I'm just like, okay. But, like, you know, high school's not forever. And, like, I'd like to think as a grown-up you found your people, found things that you like. You're not as isolated unless you're actually doing that. Then you're, like, you're holding on to that.
Well, yeah, that's what I was, like, kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, because in the earlier challenges she was, like, kind of, like, smaller. And then Laurel was constantly putting her in because she was just, like, I just feel like you're not a good competitor. And then she became a good competitor. Then she was partners with her, and she became a good competitor. And Laurel was still, like, you know, although she defended her and they kind of gained a friendship, Laurel still looked her in the eye and was like, you know, I just don't think you're ready for a final. And then she goes on to win two finals, and Laurel still looks at her, looks down at her, and still doesn't think, like, even if you did win two finals, I still don't think you're as good as me. I still don't think you're on my level. And she's, like, constantly trying to reach for that star of Laurel's approval. But to be completely fucking honest, Kara, like, you're kind of the face of the challenge. It's not really Laurel. And
no.
You gotta let it go, son. You have, you surpassed her the second you won your second one. Like, yeah.
What was it? People like an underdog story. Kara sometimes makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. She branded herself pretty well. She's a girl with the red hair.
Yeah.
She's a buff girl with the red hair and the little shits she puts in there. I'm sorry. Accessories, I should say. Yeah. So I think even like in that sense, she's done a better job. Mm-hmm. She...
For the most part, she's more likable than...
For the most part, because sometimes, she, like it was War of the Worlds. That's where when, she ooh, killed I it. Love and she even left, she like, she even left for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And even announced her retirement. Remember that long-ass letter? And then, look, she's back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and she's more active on social media as well. Yeah. I think she doesn't nurture her friendships outside of the game, but she nurtures her social media presence because she's live a lot.
Yeah.
So I think, the public favors Cara Maria more. Mm-hmm. They love to shit on her though. But that's just life, ain't it?
Well, I think like what Cara said in her like little thing, you're the hero until you're the villain. Mm-hmm. I think like, while growing up watching the challenge, she was like someone I was constantly rooting for. Fucking fucked with Kara until War of the Worlds, where I didn't fuck with Kara, and I don't really care for the explanation.
No.
I don't buy this whole, well, everyone was manipulating me. It just gives that,
because I mean, like, well, the only thing I would be like, what was it? Like, yeah, Kyle dogged you. bless your heart. Even though, like, going into it, like, I don't know, Kyle just looked like a fuckboy. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, like, he said that he wasn't, I don't know, to me.
Because he would be like, we're not together. But then in moments, he would say that he loved her. So you're leading her on. Yeah, that
was really fucking annoying. But also, it's like, he also did say
I love you. Sorry.
He also did say that he didn't see it, like, lasting outside the challenge. So it's like, why'd you expect it to last outside the challenge? And then why'd you, like, kind of give him attention afterward? Why'd you do that, Kara?
I think, like...
And then he just kept leading her on.
And it was in those probably, like, intimate moments where he would, like, validate her and make her feel... Mm-hmm. Like, it's those... And, like, that's where you come off as, like, really manipulative. I love Kyle. I want him to come back so bad.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah, but, like, you... But the thing is... Like, you fucked with a crazy bitch. Like, Kara was not gonna...
Not it.
No. Yeah. But, yeah, I think... what was I gonna say?
Kara.
No, I was, like, really back. I was, like, gonna go back. No. Oh, like, what was it? I think Cara Maria, you don't need more versions of Laurel telling you that she doesn't fucking like you.
Yeah.
She's thrown you in. She's coerced people to throw you in. She's told other people to throw you in. She's devised plans to throw you in. Mm-hmm. She was verbatim as, like, said, like, nobody likes you. You're not important. You're not a good competitor. I don't respect you. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, she's called you out your name. She's done I'd say she's more done bad than good. What is the point of holding on to this frenemy shit? She's your op.
The thing is, I wonder what happened outside of the house.
I don't think a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot. Because, like,
I think there has to be. Because she was like, Laurel, they both said to each other, I was there for you during your darkest days. No, I was there for you during your darkest days. Oh, yeah, I think they were roommates. They were roommates at one point outside of the house.
Oh, my God, they were roommates.
Oh, my God, they were roommates. I just remember.
Really?
I remembered one day they came back from a season after they had a blew-up fight outside of the season because they were roommates, and when they moved out the house, something happened.
Interesting. I think they're the water and oil, honestly, then at that point.
Let it go.
Because, like, what was it? They're like, oh, outside of this game, it's more personal. if you're fucking with my bag, it's a little personal. I'm not even going to hold you. There's a lot of money on the line, bro. It's a lot of money on the line. And, like, what everyone wants to say, it's just a game. It's just a game. Some of the money is, like, life-changing, bro.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Yeah.
So, like, you say it's not personal, but look at Sarah Bananas.
Yeah.
I think I saw this one clip of, like, Sarah... I think she was called once to go on, like, All Stars, but she wanted to confirm who was going to go. And MTV's like, we can't tell you that beforehand. What was it? So she's like, well, then I won't go unless you tell me who is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, Sarah. They want that. They want that you seeing Bananas. They want you being gagged. They want that whole thing.
Sarah, you should... watch out for your mental health and do what's best for you. And I'm going to be a vulnerable and asshole when I say this. I want to see that too. I want to see that too. But that's not right.
Sarah, you should look out for your mental health. Be aware of that. But I want to see that trauma reacted, like, in real life.
Oh my God, would I love to. But these are not actors. These are real people. So if seeing the banana again will fuck you up, don't do it. But if you ever feel healed enough and you want to give us that fucking entertainment, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I would enjoy a comeback from that.
Oh my but goodness. But
also, I feel like, you know, go to therapy. Just know that.
Or see, like, I know she's went. She's like, she was on, like, Zach's podcast talked about it. And, like, talk about how, like, she still feels like it was unfair. And, like, okay. I get it. Absolutely. I'd feel that way if I was you too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand not wanting to be in that situation, but I'd love to see it. Love to see it.
I think, like, I don't know, once you get past learning to accept what he did and he's not gonna apologize for that, and then maybe
I think with Sarah a lot of it probably was, like, the internet too.
Yeah,
like, you know, being a public figure and, like, that happening to you and, like, to someone you deemed a close friend, and then just a random fucking strangers on the internet having their two cents in, and they probably, yeah, even though, like, honestly, I mean, like, if anyone was gonna do revenge, Bananas did the fuck out of.
I agree with Wes what he said during the reunion. I mean, if any,
because Bananas wasn't looking to get wrong. Even
yeah, it wouldn't have been wrong if any it would have been wrong if anyone did it to anyone. But Bananas doing it to you, based on what happened the previous episodes, it was the least shocking. And it was the most, it made the most sense for him to do it.
Yeah.
And because it made the most sense, and that's a lot of money, he took it.
It was like Eve with the apple.
Yeah.
The temptation was too great.
Bananas had the opportunity to be a better person, Sarah. But he wasn't. And he decided, like, to match you at your level.
And also, sucks. Like, Bananas thinks about everything. And sometimes to a fault. But he's probably like, fuck, this would be good television. I would establish myself in television history as a villain.
Yeah.
And, like, it was very, ooh, he's like a Disney villain.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like I at the detriment of Sarah, Bananas ate down.
Hate to be the one.
Yeah.
I mean... Listen, I would be the better person in that scenario, and I wouldn't be Bananas, but, you know, I'm a petty Leo.
I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
So if it felt fair to me, I would do it.
I am petty.
That too. If you don't believe in signs, I'm petty.
Yeah. So I would have the devil on my
You hurt shoulders. My feelings, I'm going to hurt you back. Eye for an eye, mm-hmm. if you will.
And I'm Pisces moon, so I'm going to cry about it after. I'm going to be like, but remember?
Oh, yeah, I have a Cancer moon, so I'm going to cry while doing it.
I just can't believe I'm doing this, like, but I'm going to take the money.
It's not even that. It's just like, you know what? After thinking about this, this is going to suck for you.
That's exactly what we do. Like, so I'm going to feel like a real asshole for a minute, but Remember last season when you kept me out of the final and we were like this? And you said it was fair between the challenges? Well, I think this is fair too, and fuck you.
I think I, like, but if I was Sarah, like, I'm right next to him. I would have clean clocked elbow. I would have fucking, like, the minute he's like, Sarah, I'm taking the money. God, like, one more in. One thing in. God. It's like, well, now some of that money has to go to your fucking medical bills.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, just one. Ah, I can't, but like, I would immediately have swung. Yeah, I'm fascinated. I mean, Sarah was probably just broken and tired. Yeah, it was a long, long, they scaled a mountain. I guess there's not a lot of energy there. Yeah. But I wouldn't, I can't help but be like, well, I gotta fight you. At least I gotta get something in. Give me your eyeball. Like, yeah. I gotta fucking, I'm gonna gouge it out. I'd be so mad. I would be so fucking mad. And like, I mean, like, I think it like shows that like these shows are tough. And like psychologically, I think the show's providing that care afterwards, would show that they care about the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be ideal. And Sarah advocating for that, I think that is good. So, I mean, like, I would say don't come back for your sake. But if it's for our sake, come back every time.
Oh, no. In that case, gag us.
Gag us.
Yeah. All right. Let me see the tarot card. I'm gonna do one for Laurel's game.
Laurel's game. A quick little read for Laurel's game. Laurel's game. Laurel's game. We both whispered.
Knight of Wands. Upside down.
Anger. Ego. Frustration. Pessimism.
So we got nothing from that. Other than... Other than she's egotistical and pessimistic.
It seems like her game is going to struggle. I mean, like, if she's going to be frustrated, mad, and negative.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which sounds like Laura, but if we're going against her game, it seems like she's going to have a hard time.
Yep. When she goes home, it's going to be very dramatic.
Thank you for watching this episode, if you made it to the end.
Yes.
What was it? In the next 2 weeks, we'll have another challenge episode, talking about two episodes this time.
Yeah,
a bit more girth in that episode, in the our next episode. But we post every week. Like, subscribe,
comment.
Listen to us on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. And thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.